You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Mushroom kits. If you live in a dry climate, most likely you'll have to travel to find fresh mushrooms to harvest. But if you don't know what you're doing, you could end up ingesting something poisonous. Mushroom kits solve both of those problems by bringing known varieties to you directly in a controlled environment. Mushroom kits are available in many varieties, from cardboard boxes to plugs that you can drill into a freshly cut log. The plugs last the longest, producing for years once established, but short attention span folks might love the idea of mushroom farms in a box. Popular kits include portobello or shiitake mushrooms from Gardener Supply, white button mushroom kits from Amazon.com, and oyster mushrooms from Back to the Roots, which you can pick up from retailers including Whole Foods or order them online from their website. These kits are fun to do with kids, though not entirely cost-effective, unless you opt for inoculating a log with spawn, like the Chicken of the Woods mushroom kit from Peaceful Valley Farm and Garden Supply. But that's a tip of the week for another day. Boxed kits usually produce from somewhere between 1 to 4 months, and you'll find links to all of these kits that we talked about on the website this week only. And stay tuned for a blog post about our own endeavors growing oyster mushrooms from Back to the Roots. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.